Hi, thank you for calling the Depo Provera helpline. My name is Brandon on a recorded line. May I ask who I'm speaking to?
Hi, Brandon. I have a new claimant on the line, Sabriah Kane.
Sabriah Kane. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
Of course. Hello, Sabriah.
Hi, sir. It's Sabria, but
oh, Sabria.
Hi.
Okay, thank you. Hello. My
no
name
worries.
Is Brandon. I'm going to be your intake specialist for a claim against the Depo Provera lawsuit today. Now, this is a recorded line. Would you like to see if you can submit a claim?
Yes.
Okay. Now, have you ever spoken to any attorneys regarding this?
The lady that just transferred me over to you. That's the only
okay.
person I spoke to.
Got it. Other than that, you haven't spoken to anyone?
No.
Got it. Okay. And can you confirm that you've never signed any documents with any law firms in general against Depo Provera?
No.
Okay. Got it. Now, was it you who was using Depo?
Yes.
It was you. Okay. And are you a resident as well as a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
You are. Okay. Now, were you diagnosed with a meningioma after taking Depo for at least 1 year?
Yes, I took Depo for 3 years.
For 3 years. Okay. And when were you diagnosed with the meningioma?
In 2018.
In 2018. Okay, that was around the date. Is it towards the beginning or the end? It's okay if you don't know the exact date.
I think I know it's called like November. It was, I don't, everything, I went to the, I think it was November 7th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think.
Okay.
I know it's November because I did everything back to back. So I got the diagnosis November 7th, and then I went to the hospital like the next day, so the 8th. Or if I got diagnosed the 8th, I went to the hospital the 9th, just like that.
Oh, I see. Okay, so you most likely got diagnosed with the meningioma on the 8th, and then treatment followed after. Did you ever get treated regarding it?
Yeah, so I think I got the diagnosis the 7th,
okay.
And then I got hospitalized like the 8th, and then I stayed there for like a week.
You stayed there for a week after you went in the next day? Oh, wow.
Yeah, because they had to do something with my, like, my brain, like they,
yeah.
I don't know, they, I don't know the like, I don't know the like legal term
yeah.
for it, like the medical term is like a craniotomy, and then I did have radiation.
Oh, they did use that as well. I see. I'm sorry you had to go through that. How many years
yeah,
did you take Depo for?
I did 3 years old. Probably like 2015.
2015 was the first time you started?
Yeah.
Okay, got it. So that was your first time you ever injected it. And you would go to a doctor, right? You wouldn't do it yourself?
No. It was in my butt. I couldn't do it myself.
Yeah. Believe it or not, some people do. Okay.
Really? Oh, my
yeah.
God.
Yeah, it's still every 3 months for the most part. Now,
yeah, it's every 3 months. I went to my gynecologist, and she put it in my butt.
Oh, I see. You're OBGYN, right?
Yeah.
I see. Okay, got it. And what's your date of birth?
August 29, 1992.
Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Now, do you know anyone else who was also injured by Depo Provera in the same way that you were?
No, I know girls that like took Depo, but
yeah.
I don't know if they like, I know girls who took Depo that like have, they had like irregular bleeding. I just started getting severe headaches. So I don't know if they had the craniotomy too, but I do know that they, had some problems with it. Actually, my friend was the reason why I even decided to do it.
To go on the shot in the first place?
Yeah, because she had been doing the shot.
I see. It is really common. I mean, it's one of the most common contraceptives next to, like, IUDs, the implants, and just
yeah.
pills in general.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, going to Depo, I guess a bit deeper on your usage of Depo. Did you use the name brand injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
You saying like, was it Depo or like off brand? It was
Right.
Depo.
It was Depo. Okay, thank
Yeah,
you.
yeah.
Okay. And did you use Depo for at least 1 year minimum?
Yeah, I had it for like 3 years.
3 years. Okay, got it. So you started in 2015, stopped in around 2018,
Yeah.
around the time of your diagnosis, I'd have to assume.
Yeah. I stopped like maybe if I went in November, then I think I stopped taking it maybe November or late, very like last week of October.
Of October. Okay, yeah, that would make
Yeah.
sense. Okay, but it was regardless, it was in 2018 that you stopped.
Yeah.
Okay, got that down. Okay, and within 1 year at least, can you confirm you got at least four injections prior to your diagnosis?
Yeah, shoot, by that time I may have had like 10 or 12, well, and multiples of three, like 12. I think I probably had like 12.
Shots. About 12
Yeah.
shots. Okay, got that down. Okay, now can you confirm your gender for me, please?
Female.
Thank you. And what's your current marital status?
I'm married.
Married at the moment. Okay. And your first name, you said it was Sabria or Sabria?
Sabria.
Sabria. Okay. And how do you spell this?
SAB, as in boy, RIYA.
YA. Okay, yeah, the first time over, I probably wouldn't have put a Y in it. So Sabriya, Sabria.
Yes,
Okay.
yes.
And your last name is Kane?
King, KING.
Oh, King. Okay, got it. KING. And do you have a middle name?
Yes, it's Denzia, D as in dog, EN as in Nancy, Z as in Zillow, IA.
Denzia. Okay. Denzia. Okay. And
Yes.
what is your social?
2598505644.
0644. Okay. So I have 2598505644.
Yes.
Okay. And for your primary contact information, I have for your primary email, bria@me.com.
Yes.
That's right. Okay. Got it. And your primary phone number, is that 470-699-2536?
Yes.
Okay. Is this your mobile?
Yes.
Got it. And how would you prefer to be contacted? Is phone, text, emails?
Email.
Emails better. Okay. And do you usually work in the mornings, or is it better to contact you in the afternoon?
It's fine all day.
All
I
throughout.
work from home, so it's okay.
Oh, I see. That's good. Okay. Got that
Yeah.
down here. Now, what is your address?
1372 Belmont, BELMONT Ave, Southwest, Atlanta, Georgia, 30310.
30310. Okay. And Georgia, and that's Fulton County, right?
Yes.
Okay, got it. And is that an apartment or a house?
It's a house.
It's a house. Got it. Okay. So going back to your diagnosis, do you remember what the doctor's name was that originally diagnosed you?
Who gave me my shot or when I was
Who?
at the hospital?
Yeah, when you went to the hospital and you got diagnosed with a meningioma, what was the doctor's
Oh.
name?
I had like three doctors. I want to say Gustavo. His name is Dr. Gustavo. Oh, what's his name? Padilla.
Padilla. Okay, so Dr. Gustavo, I'd assume it'd be pronounced Padilla. I'm guessing, but Padilla is kind of how it's spelled.
Yeah,
And do you remember?
sorry.
No, it's okay. Do you remember what the hospital's name was?
Yeah, that's Grady in Atlanta. It's a big hospital in Atlanta.
Atlanta. And what was the name of it again?
Grady, Grady, Grady Memorial Hospital.
I see. Okay, that's on Jesse Hill, right?
Yes,
Okay,
yeah.
I got the correct one down. Okay, so Grady Memorial, and that's where you were diagnosed. And you said basically the following day you went back into the hospital and you were there for a week. Is that when you
Yeah.
started to get treated, or were they just monitoring you?
No, I was getting treated.
You were getting treated. Okay, got it.
Yeah, I went in one day. I got the diagnosis one day. I had the hos went into the hospital the next day, and then the very next day, that's when I had the craniotomy.
Oh, that's when
Like
you,
all of this,
wow.
boom, boom, boom.
Literally, right as soon as you found out about the diagnosis, they went straight to take care of it.
Right.
Wow, I see. Did they, just a general question on my end, is it because it was bigger, or was it something they felt like they had to do right away?
It could be a mixture of all of those things,
Yeah.
I guess. It was 4 centimeters. I do remember
Yeah.
that part. I don't know, like, compared to other people, if that's bigger or smaller or,
Right,
you
right.
know.
I
And I
see what you
don't
mean.
think they, I don't know, because I don't think he was trying to like freak me out. So if 4 centimeters is big,
Yeah.
he didn't tell me, or if it was small, you know what I'm saying? He just
Yeah.
did, move forward with it.
Right, I get you. Okay. So basically, at the end of the day, they try to see how bad your symptoms are. And if they are getting worse, then they usually go through with the surgery and such. That
Yeah.
being said, Gustavo Padilla, was he the same doctor that treated you? I know you most likely were with the team, right?
Yeah, so I had the my doctor who gave me the depot, and then once I started having my symptoms and stuff, I went to Dr. Gus, and then like I was in the hospital for like I maybe like 7 to 9 days, maybe 8 days, I don't remember. And then I would say like a month later, I had another team of doctors because I had did the radiation.
Right. Oh, I see. Okay. And when you did the radiation, did they change you to a different hospital, or was it all at Grady Memorial?
No, it's at Grady too.
It was all at Grady. Okay, got it.
Yeah.
Okay, I have that down. And after you went through with your surgery, how did it go?
I guess okay. But I
Yeah.
guess okay. I don't know. I guess okay, because after that, I still did radiation. So like, I,
Yeah.
yeah.
And
So
I know the
like,
radiation affects your body even afterwards.
yeah. So I want to say the surgery was okay, but it wasn't like I was done with the whole process. So I guess
Right.
my answer is 50-50 on that one.
I see. And how are you doing now?
It's better.
That's good to hear. Do you still have any symptoms whatsoever?
Well, I still get a period, so
Oh, yeah.
there's that. You
Yeah,
know,
that's.
sometimes you kind of think like you're going crazy, like are these regular period symptoms or,
Right.
something like that. But I don't
Yeah.
take depo anymore, so I don't think I'm having any symptoms from depo. If they are, I don't know if it's from the depo or from like my period.
Right. It's kind of tough to really decipher between the two, but.
Yeah.
Yeah, regardless, depo did cause so many different conditions, I should say, to so many different people.
Yeah, I would have
It's
just went ahead and had a baby if I would have known all this.
yeah, before going through the whole process. Well,
Yeah.
after you had your surgery and you were also taking radiation, did you ever get prescribed any type of medications? No. Okay, got it. Give me one second here. Okay. And now, when it comes to your own medical documents, do you keep those, or are they just all with the hospital or your doctor?
They're with the hospital or doctor. I
No
can't
problem.
even find my license right now.
No, I've been
I had
there,
to send
trust
the
me.
lady who I was just talking to, I had to send her my passport. She was like, "Where's your ID?" I'm like, wait, can I see my password? I don't know what I did with it.
Yeah, no, it's very common. Don't worry. I'm literally in the same boat sometimes. It does happen. A lot of people.
I can't wait till they're able to be able to put it on your iPhone where you can, you know, always have your ID there.
Yeah, exactly. And actually, at the moment, I have an insurance that whenever I go to the doctor, it's all my visits are listed on my phone. So it really depends on the hospital.
Yeah. Okay. That's really cool.
Yeah, it's really helpful. It's good to look into. Now, for my last question for you would be if you want to put down an emergency contact. So say if we're unable to contact you, someone you trust to continue your case for you. It's not necessary.
No, just me.
Okay. Give me 1 second here. All right. And for the emergency, I'll just go ahead and put down your email because we'll definitely be contacting you. Okay. Well, that was everything regarding, now when it comes down to the medical records, you do know that let's say, your primary doctor or the doctor, your OBGYN, any doctors that you still talk to and are able to see, would you be able to request them for those medical records?
I guess.
Yeah. As long as you can communicate with them and contact them still. And of course, if you still have insurance.
Yeah.
Okay. So if you had these medical records, would you provide them by mail or electronically?
I don't know. I know that sometimes, like, the hospital will, like, do it electronically. If you send, like, a request.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah, most likely like an email. Okay, so I'll go ahead and put that down. Well, in that case, those were all the questions I had for you. Thank you for your patience, by the way. I know you've been on the phone for a while here. I'm going to send you some documents over to your text as well as your email. So these documents are basically what allow you to move forward and get the attorney to verify the information. And your case is submitted. This should be the longest call that you have regarding it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so give me 1 second here, okay?
Okay.
Okay, and I actually have one last question. I'm sorry, I forgot to ask
no
you
problem.
This before. This is kind of random, but in the past, have you ever had a cancer diagnosis?
No.
You never have. Okay, that's a good thing. I'm glad to hear. Okay, that was everything.
No.
So now the documents should be inside your text here. When you open them up, it should say continue, and then you can look through the documents. Also, one of the documents in there is the medical release. So if you want us to, we can pull them from the hospital. If not, you can just get them yourself.
Okay.
And let me know if you got this.
I just got it to my text.
Okay, very good. And when you open them up, let me know if you have any problems signing them.
Okay. No, it looks like everything is all good. All right. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course.
And so I just sign these and then someone calls me.
Yes.
I don't even know how this works. I saw this on a Facebook ad and I'm like, I experienced this before, so I don't even know, I don't know. I saw it on a Facebook ad, so I was kind of hesitant because I thought it was, like, fake.
Right, right. Well, when it comes to these types of claims for lawsuits, they have a lot of different ones. So there's small claims where you file a personal claim with an attorney against somebody who did somebody wrong. This is a mass tort. So this is going to be a injectable or any type of medication that had side effects that weren't obvious from the start or they didn't let people know. So that's what this mass tort is. Now, when it comes to the papers or the documents, these are retainers so that the attorney can claim you as the claim. That being said, when you sign these, you're not completely locked into the attorney yet. You still have to talk to the attorney regarding it. And in that conversation, he's going to explain that you get 60% of the settlement and they get 40% of the settlement. Other than that, you can switch attorneys at any time throughout your claim. You're never completely binded to them. And other than that, that's pretty much how the process goes.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. So go ahead and sign those documents while I'm on the phone so I can make sure that you don't have any problems.
Sorry.
So you can put me on speaker if that makes it easier.
Okay.
While you do that as well, I do want to mention that the attorneys, the law firms that you're going to be working with, they work on a contingency-based fee. So there's no fees. Nothing comes out of pocket for you. But the contingency is basically when you receive your settlement, and there's no real telling when you can receive the settlement. It should be within the year, I want to say. If you win the case, of course, but if you win the case, they take that 40% of the settlement. So you don't pay them technically out of your pocket. But if you lose the case, you don't pay anyone anything. And it just goes up in the air for the most part.
Okay. All right. I signed it.
Okay. Let me take a look here. So you're all set from there. I'm going to go ahead and send you a text message from my personal desk line. So if you ever have questions throughout the process, you can give me a call or text, okay?
Okay.
All right, perfect. And my name is Brandon Sharp, by the way. So I'm glad I was able to help you through the process.
Thank you so much, Brandon.
No problem. I hope you have a good rest of your day, okay?
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.